Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
In these indictments, the justice system is working as it should.
Lisa Gilbert with the nonprofit consumer advocacy organization Public Citizen said in order to protect the integrity of the United States democracy, it's essential that former President Donald Trump's case proceed like any other. In his latest indictment, Trump is being charged in connection with his alleged attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. On Thursday, Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his lawyer claims the indictment is a form of election interference.
We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved.
Trump will be in court again on August 28th. In the 45-page indictment, the Department of Justice alleges Trump led a dishonest and fraudulent effort to stay in power after losing the presidential election to Joe Biden in 2020. On Wednesday, former Attorney General Bill Barr appeared on CNN and said he sees no legal issues with the indictment and doesn't see the move as an abuse of power by the DOJ.
Department of Justice is not acting to weaponize the department by proceeding against the president for a conspiracy to subvert the electoral process.
Advocates for clean elections in Maine are gearing up for a November ballot referendum that would ban foreign government spending in state elections. The Maine legislature recently passed a bill to enact a ban, but it was vetoed by Governor Janet Mills, who said the bill's language raised First Amendment concerns. Caitlin LaCaze with Protect Maine Elections says the ban makes sense to voters.
Our opponents will have tens of millions of dollars.
Companies from Canada and Spain are already spending some of that money on statewide TV ads opposing a public takeover of two New England-based power companies. On Thursday, Fitch Ratings, a credit rating agency, downgraded the United States' credit rating in part due to how the federal government handled the debt crisis approximately 2 months ago. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called the move unwarranted.
Fitch's decision is puzzling in light of the economic strength we see in the United States.
Yellen said Fitch's move does not change what already is known. She said Treasury securities remain the world's preeminent safe and liquid asset, and that the American economy is fundamentally strong. Finally, Florida has now effectively banned advanced placement psychology classes. The College Board said it's due to the course's content on sexual orientation and gender identity. The state's Department of Education notified the College Board that the AP course is in violation of state law. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.